Our next batch of stories include an announcement for Grapes Hill roundabout works, a bid to extend e-scooter trials, and Norfolk's King of Comedy dies at 83. First, people speak out after a brawl on a city centre street.
Neighbours say they attempted to up and move as repeated fights on a city centre street have left many feeling nervous in their own homes. People living on Cathedral Street in Norwich woke to police cars and masses of tape blocking their junction with the Prince of Wales Road following a mass brawl outside Piccolo's Takeaway. Two 18-year-old boys were arrested and others taken to hospital where they were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The incident saw police presence maintained in the area and Cathedral Street was cordoned off while officers carried out investigations. For some of the residents, it is a depressingly familiar scene. One woman who lives on the street but did not want to be named said, "There was a fight a couple of days ago and another big one in that exact spot about 2 months ago with a bunch of young girls. Something is always kicking off there." The eyewitness said three men were stabbed, but he did not believe the injuries were life-threatening. The two teenagers arrested were taken to Great Yarmouth and Wyndham investigation centres, respectively, for questioning and remain in police custody.
A city park was transformed into a Bangkok bonanza as the Magic of Thailand Festival rolled into Eaton Park. Thousands of people flocked to the Norwich Park to enjoy the vast and varied offering of the travelling festival. The event saw all aspects of the Asian country showcased, from its unmistakable food and drinks offerings to martial arts and even ladyboys. Organiser Jackie Winnetkun said, "It's been amazing. We love bringing Thailand to Norwich and had such a very warm welcome. I think people really enjoy what we bring here, the Thai culture, the Thai food and those Thai smiles."
The words of his son, Tim Mead, describe him so well. "I smile and laugh whenever I think about my father." And I suspect so do many of you. His name was Philip Mead, known to one and all as Peachy, and he died 2 days after his 83rd birthday. He was without doubt one of the funniest and most lovable gentlemen to come out of Norwich, and also one who spent a lot of time helping other entertainers as Secretary of Equity for decades. Those who worked with him, those who laughed with him, will always remember the man who appeared on stage and screen for so many years. Peachy inspired the next generation of entertainers, and one of them was our own Ollie Day, who first met him when he was just 14. A former Radio Norfolk boss, David Clayton, added, "I knew him from my days as an entertainment agent with Norwich Artists in the early 70s. I always found it a privilege to write about Peachy. Do you remember the time in 2004 when he had a row with John Lewis over whether or not Santa, Peachy, should have a throne and a grotto? The national headlines screamed, 'Santa sacked,' and Peachy recalled, 'I have never had so much publicity. Not many people can say they were sacked as Father Christmas.'"
A Norwich road, which was shut so a pavement could be improved, has reopened sooner than expected. Work to resurface footpaths along St Clement's Hill began in July with the road closed between Magdalen Road and Millcroft while the work was done. Norfolk County Council had said it would take up to 4 weeks for the work to be done, but it reopened just over a fortnight. And with the work being completed sooner than expected, it also cut about £6,000 off the original £35,000 price tag. A Norfolk County Council spokesperson said, "We are pleased to have been able to complete this pavement improvement scheme below budget and well within the estimated timescale. Thankfully, the weather was favourable overall, and some buried channels that we'd programmed extra time to deal with weren't as problematic as thought."
Work on the £330,000 revamp of one of Norwich's busiest roundabouts is to begin next month and will continue until the end of November. The revamp of Grapes Hill roundabout, agreed by councillors at the start of the summer, is scheduled to start on Monday, September the 6th. The work, to be paid for using a slice of the £32 million cash awarded to Norwich via the government's Transforming Cities Fund, will see some traffic lights removed and changes made to cycle routes and crossings. Taking out two sets of the roundabout's traffic lights could take up to 4 minutes of morning rush hour journey times for motorists and speed up buses, Norfolk County Council officers have said. Almost 61% of people who responded to the public consultation backed the removal of the lights, and First Buses has backed the changes. But the Norwich Cycling Campaign warned it could make it more dangerous for cyclists. The work will coincide with the installation of a separate scheme to put a new zebra crossing in Cleveland Road, which will start on Tuesday, August the 31st, and will take up to 6 weeks.
A bid has been made to extend the trial of electric scooters in Norwich, but changes are being made after a number of incidents involving the vehicles. E-scooters arrived in Norwich in September last year, with Norfolk County Council joining forces with rental company Beryl to provide them for hire. But the current trial is due to end next month, so council leaders have asked the government for an extension to March next year. Council bosses are pleased with the take-up of the scheme, with almost 7,000 trips since launch and an average journey of nearly 2 miles. Each of the 115 scooters is being used about 5 times per day, and Beryl is keen to add more. But there have been issues, with 11 reported injuries to e-scooter users since launch. 9 were slight injuries and 2, a broken elbow and concussion, were classified by the Department for Transport as serious injuries. Illegal riding of scooters on footpaths was also reported, along with people illegally carrying passengers and instances of users being registered to another person's driving licence. New measures have been introduced to make clear riding on footpaths and with passengers is not legal. And Beryl is looking at bringing in e-scooters, which make an audible note when moving to help visually impaired people.
So now to our second feature, which Sarah will be reading, again written by Derek James, with his tale of two Odeons at Anglia Square.